Perek Vav, Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk states, Tzav es Aharoin, command Aharoin. Rashi comments, Ein Tzav elo l'shoin zeruz, miyod uledoyrois. The word Tzav, command, expresses immediate action and also to be performed by future generations. The Torah especially urges action b'mkoyim sheyesh boi chesroin kis, in a situation where there is loss of money. The Kohanim suffer financial loss because they are not paid for their services to be makiv karbonos and must give up their regular means of earning a living. The Be'er HaChayvos comments on the three words of Rashi, Zeruz, Miyod, Uledoyrois. The reason that the Torah uses the Lashon of Tzav, which is a verb expressed in the Tzivui, and not the word Titzaveh, which is a verb expressed in the future, teaches that the command is to be expedited immediately, without delay, and for future generations, B'chol Eis u'V'chol Sho'ah. However, the Ramban quotes the Torah's Kohanim, who states that the Kohanim who are commanded to be makriv karbonos ein boi chesroin kis. There is no monetary loss, since they do receive reward for all karbonos, including the karbon oila. Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk states, V'lovash ha-kohen midoi vad. The kohen should wear his fitted linen tunic. Rashi comments that midoi vad refers to the kutoines mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh. And the word midoi means shetehei kemidosoi. It should fit the kohen exactly according to his size, according to his measure. The word midoi does not mean madim, clothing. The word for clothing is stated in a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Lamites. The pasuk states, Vayachgor David escharboi me'al limadov. David HaMelech put his sword on top of his clothing. The word limadov in this pasuk means his clothing. The word madov has a patach under the mem and means clothing. Midoi, with a chirik under the mem, means his measure, shetehei kemidosoi. However, Unkelus translates a little differently. Midoi vad means levushin devutz, which means levushin shel pishton. And midoi vad includes kol bigdei kahuna. And the pasuk is to be translated as though it were written, V'lovash ha-kohen bigdei vad. The kohen wore linen clothing. Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Dalid. The pasuk states, Tufinei minchas pitim. The korban that Aaron and his sons should bring on the day of his being anointed should be brought well-baked. Rashi comments that the word tufinei means afuya afiyois harbe. It was baked numerous times. It was scalded in water, then baked in the oven, and then fried in a pan. Rashi is telling us that the word tufinei is a noun expressed in the plural, tufinei, and means the same as tufinim. The shorish of this word is aleph, Fei Hei. The word Tufinei in our Pasuk is missing the two letters of the Shoresh, the Aleph and the Hei. And the letters Tuf and the Nun are not letters of the Shoresh. Perek Vav, Pasuk Yutes. HaKohen HaMechatei. In reference to the Korban Chatos, the Kohen who prepares the sin offering may eat it. Rashi comments that the word hamechatei refers to a Kohen haro'ui lo'avoido, who is fit for the service. The Ibn Ezra comments that the word hamechatei refers to the Kohen who sprinkles the blood. HaKohen HaZorek HaDom. The Kohen who offers the Korban for its sin is also removing the sin of the sinner. Therefore, the word Mechate literally means removes sin. Ki'ilu Omar HaMesir Chet HaChote. Look in Perek Ches, Pasuk Tes Vav. It says, Vayichate es hamizbeach. He cleansed the mizbeach. Rashi comments, Chita'oi v'tiharoi mizorus. He cleansed it and purified it of what is alien and foreign, lehikaneis lekedusha, to enter into holiness. V'shoirish ches tes aleph, in Binyan Kal, means to sin, and in Binyan Piel it means the opposite, to remove and cleanse the sin. There is also a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Nun Aleph, pasuk Tes, Techata Eini Be'ezoiv Ve'et Hor. David HaMelech says, "Purge me with the Ezoiv, and I will be pure." The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Zayin, Amud Bei says, David HaMelech was plagued with leprosy because of his transgressions. The Ezoiv was used to sprinkle the pure waters on the leper during his final process of purification. Also, the same Shoresh, Ches, Tes, Aleph, is expressed in Binyan Hif'il with a different meaning. To cause someone else to sin. Yeravam ben Nevat asher chata vehecheti es Yisrael. Yeravam who sinned and caused the Bnei Yisrael to sin. We also find one time only in Tanakh the word yachati from the same Shoresh, also from Binyan Hifil, with another meaning. The pasuk in Shoftim by the Parsha of Pilegesh Begiva states that there were 700 expert slingshot shooters who could hit the target of a strand of hair and not miss his target. Here, the word yachati means to miss his target. The Shoresh Ches Tes Aleph also appears in Binyan Hispael. As we see in Parshas Chukas, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yudbeis, Hu Yischato Boi, Hu Yischato, which means Hu Yosur Chetoi Boi, he will remove his own sin. So this has the meaning of a Binyan Hispael. He will remove his own sin, Yischato. One more thing I'd like to mention, that there's a difference in meaning between two other words that are very similar. There is a word cha-to-im. There is a full patach under the ches, and a dogesh chazok in the tes, and it means sinners, people who sin. There's another word, cha-to-im, where there is a chatach patach under the ches, no dogesh in the tes, and means sins, chato'im, sins. There is a fine difference in the pronunciation of these words. Chato'im, with a full patach, are sinners, and with the chata patach, chato'im, means sins. Perek Vav, Pasuk Chof. The words asher yizeh. The halacha dealing with the korban chatos is that the kohen who prepares the korban chatos may eat it. He may eat it in a holy place, which is the courtyard of the Ohel Moed. Whatever touches the flesh of the korban will become holy. If blood was sprinkled accidentally on the beged, on the garment, so this beged should be washed in a holy place, meaning inside the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi comments on the word Yizeh, which means Yehei Nizeh, that on which the blood will be sprinkled. Will be sprinkled. The shorish of the word yizeh is nun zayin hey. It is a verb in the pei nun and lamed hey category. Even though this verb belongs to binyan kal, the binyan which represents the active form of a verb, its meaning is will be sprinkled and not he will sprinkle. The dogesh in the zayin is there to compensate for the nun which was dropped. However, in Parshas Acharei Mois, where the pasuk uses a different word, uses the word yazeh and not yizeh, the pasuk there is yazeh sheva pa'amim min hadam be'etzba'oi. Here, the word yazeh means he shall sprinkle. He shall sprinkle seven times from the blood with his finger. Here, the word yazeh has a patach under the yud and belongs to binyan hif'il. In binyan hif'il, the word yazeh has an active and transitive meaning. He will sprinkle. The shorish is the same, nun zayin hey. Therefore, be careful when saying these words, yizeh and yazeh, since they have different meanings.